Pod Culture, episode 295, Everyone Gets 15 Minutes of Double XP, Part A, for Friday, November 11, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Welcome back to Pod Culture. It's another week of geek with these crew of nerds here. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And that's all I really had for
that,
an intro.
That was not
worked.
Bad.
It kind of worked.
Not bad at all.
Better than usual crap.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me impressed.
Okay. I would still like to know how many episodes begin with the word and.
Yeah.
90%.
Glenn brought that up once, so now every time I hear it, that's what I think.
Rainey, get on it.
She's got better things to do.
Like make drinking game rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Those are important.
They are.
No kidding. So what has everyone been up to, Christina?
I'm watching some new television, as always, and listening to some new music, and listening to some new audiobooks, and contemplating some Christmas purchases for friends and family. It's getting to be that time where you need to start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Usually I kind of start a little bit earlier for some people because I know if I don't get it when I see it, I'll forget. So I'm starting to get on that and playing some games on my phone. And other than that, just the usual stuff.
Cool. Glenn?
Playing too many video games, basically.
Is there such a thing?
No.
No.
But Carly thinks so.
She doesn't really. Other than WoW, what does she play?
She needs to have some that she
Facebook
plays.
Games?
Yeah, she hasn't played any games in a while. I bought her the Transformers game,
mm-hmm.
and
there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there I bought her one of the Deadliest Catch games as well.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, and she hasn't really.
Carly, come on.
Wait a minute. Okay,
she's a fan of Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, she is.
I'm a
she
fan
loves
too.
It.
I
fan.
Love that show.
Big fan. I've bought all the seasons for her.
Never thought to. Purchase the game.
Yeah. They've had two games, actually.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I mean, is it like the fishing rod
no.
real games?
No.
Or
I don't know. I haven't played it. Obviously, I
don't care.
Don't care.
Tell the truth, Glenn. You just don't care.
If it was dynamite fishing, it might interest me for a few moments.
That would be cool. That would be like a mockable thing.
Yeah.
It would be cool. Depth charge fishing.
Yeah.
At least M80s, man.
Ew.
M80s would be cool, man. You
like
get
those
up
scary fish that jump into your boat.
It would really be the Deadliest Catch if it was like versus the Kraken.
Yeah.
You know, depth charges
that's
and the Kraken.
Expansion pack.
What,
yeah.
What, spiced rum?
That sounds good.
Apparently, pretty is. It is
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, I'm for it.
I don't see it, but. Anything else, man?
You know, finally watching Captain America.
Good.
And.
Not the cheesy television movies, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I heard about that.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that
wasn't
good
that good either,
either
no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched the real thing, the new one. It was good.
It was good.
I don't know. Seems a little busy with work stuff going on, but not too terribly bad.
Yeah. It's again ratings season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ratings right now, so I thought I'd be flying a lot, but haven't flown a lot.
They used up all their hours on the bridge.
Yeah. Filming. I think that's part of it.
getting shots of, and hours of shots of an empty bridge.
And traffic. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And traffic, too. Yeah.
They just need to loop the footage, man. They'd save a lot of money.
Yep.
I had an interesting flight yesterday, actually. We went like 125 miles away.
No way.
Oh.
And, of course, it was a funky weather day. And, you know, that's never good.
Oh,
you don't want to go
cold and nasty.
You don't want to go flying a long distance on a day when the weather's iffy like that. But of course we did. And we got out there.
Naturally.
By the time we got there, the scene had already been cleared because, you know, we had to fly 125.
Whatever miles, yeah.
You know.
How long did it take to get there?
It was quite a while. We were fighting a headwind there, actually, so it took forever. And then there was nothing to see, and we started to come back, and the ceiling lowered, and we had to land at Elizabethtown.
No way.
And sat there for 4.5 hours or so.
Oh.
And it was at the airport, and we were able to go in and sit down.
That's
and
good.
Get a soda and, you know, some candy bars or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
like a terrible layover.
Yeah.
But then, see, the ceiling requirements go up as it gets darker. So
I see.
It came to be a time that it's getting close to time for me to go home for the day, and it's just going to get darker. It hasn't cleared up. So,
oh, my goodness.
Our choice was get a hotel room or rent a car because we couldn't fly back.
No way.
So we ended up renting a car and driving back. It was about an hour drive. And then showed up for work this morning, got in the rental car, drove it back, got in the helicopter.
To fetch your helicopter. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
So that was interesting.
Now, who's going to pay for the rental car? Do you guys
actually
have to pay for
it? The company I work for is picking up the tab on the rental car.
Good, because that's not your fault.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and, you know, I told my pilot, I was like, you know, I could have called it that there would be nothing to show once we got there. I could have called it that the weather would be bad. I mean, you know, it was like,
you could have saved them a lot of money.
Saved them a lot of money if anyone would listen to me, you know? So
like,
I've
been doing this for a while, I know.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, we were out so far that we lost radio contact, and they couldn't see our picture we were sending back.
No way. Great. So that was even worse.
The perfect storm there of, you know,
oh my gosh,
nothing worked right, you know, that kind of day.
Oh, that's awful.
And they don't realize that.
Yeah.
Until it's too late, yeah.
Oh, well. But, you know, so flew back today, and I'm thinking, okay, it's ratings. We've, you know, nothing. We didn't fly all other than that. Other than ferrying the helicopter back, we didn't fly all today, so...
Wow.
That was my interesting day or two.
That is interesting, though. The pits and perils of stuff like that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Adam, what you been up to, dude?
Oh, work has just been crazy this past few weeks, actually. Just project after project and just problem after problem coming up and just trying to juggle it all. It's wow.
I'm sorry.
So,
that good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it is job security.
Uh-huh.
So, you
at least
know
you're loved.
And I'm loved. Probably over-loved.
Too much love. Too much love.
Yeah. Because everybody's coming to me with the problems that they need fixed, which, you know, that's what I'm there for. So, you know. Let's see. Last weekend, went to the Georgia Aquarium.
That's fantastic.
Which was awesome. I recommend everybody go and see the whale sharks and the manta ray and the and all the other sharks and assorted sea life and
get in the tunnel underwater
or actually go diving in the main tank that it's a 6.6 million gallon
tank
with four whale sharks and like two or three manta rays and other sharks and things in it. That was my original goal, was to do that.
Oh, and your stupid ear.
Stupid ear, I was not able to.
So sorry.
That's the plan for next year, but
still?
Yeah, it's still.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to get it checked up here.
Yeah, you've
got to
wait till it's totally otherwise it'll just set him back.
Yeah. But my older sister got to dive, and my best friend and his wife they got to go in and you know, experience it. And that was cool for my older sister because it was her birthday weekend kind of thing. And she's been just gung-ho about doing it, you know, about diving into the tank and, you know, being with the sharks and, you know, all that stuff. And they were just on cloud nine.
I bet.
It was amazing. And I got to photograph it, which was awesome. Got some amazing pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really cool experience. My mom and dad, my little brother, my little sister came with us too.
Aww.
And they got to see it all, and it was really neat. Really, really neat.
That's cool.
Yeah, you showed us the picture of the fish, kind of like not
clamped onto the other fish.
Clamped onto the
chomping
fish.
On the other fish. There was just
going to bite your head.
Shot of one fish kind of, trying to intimidate another fish of almost the same size. And it kept opening its mouth in front of the other fish, and just at one point just kind of latched onto the face of the one fish. And so I just was able to snap a really decent photo of it. It was just pretty funny.
And the other fish just looked like he just
it's just like,
what the hell?
What are you doing?
You're on my head.
Come
on, jackass. Go away.
Stupid head. But it's got some, I've got some really good pictures out of that.
Awesome.
So... It was really neat. And what was I doing the weekend before? I was doing something. I don't know. It's just been crazy. The past few weeks is kind of all blurred together, but with the highlight of the Georgia Aquarium.
That's awesome.
You had a birthday party or something to go to a couple weeks ago.
It was all good.
Okay, it was my best friend's birthday party, too, a few weeks ago as well.
That's nice.
Doing a dinner thing for him.
Fantastic.
That's why we were Adamless last episode.
That is okay. He was doing good stuff.
Having, you know, fun and adventures and
stuff.
Anything else, man?
Just, you know, playing video games, doing the
usual
Star
stuff.
Wars beta testy thing.
Oh, got another round.
Yeah.
All right.
That started up a few days ago.
We have to talk about that. Maybe we'll do a little video game talk a little later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever.
Me, I haven't been up to a whole heck of a lot. The usual late night staying up and playing video games because, you know.
He's nocturnal now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He goes to bed at like 4 or 5.
I was bitten by a radioactive koala.
Oh, my God.
So it's a powered
nap.
And
you sleep all day?
Pretty much. when you don't have a job.
Into the afternoon.
When you don't have a job, what are you going to do? You stand and play video games.
Yeah.
And he's getting relatively
the same thing.
Yeah.
He's getting relatively the same amount of sleep, just at a different time of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be hard here in a couple of weeks with someone I'll talk about probably in close a little bit. So other than that, not much TV. Been on a Rock Band kick the past couple days.
Yeah, when I'm asleep. Not that I've brought it up like 10 times that I wanted to play because we never play anything together.
You're here during lunch. You're home during lunch. You're going to play anything.
You're sleeping during lunch.
You wake me up.
the other day when you woke
me up and I'm going to have to drive you downtown.
Yeah, because my computer died.
Oh.
You thought it died.
Yeah, it was, well, according to the IT people, it was dead. And they were going to ship me one overnight. And in the meantime, I would have had to go into work. And it was pouring down rain, and I really didn't feel like going. So I'm like, I just get myself into my pantyhose. And he's like, let me try this one thing. So he fixed it. Brad fixed it. I was so glad, because I'm like, I did not want to have to go in. Exactly.
It just, like, power, you know, it's a Windows PC. And, you know, power goes out or something happens, they'll come up. Where they won't boot just right. And
little things. Scan disk usually fixes.
Yeah. And you got to select it like boot normally or something. But it wasn't the point where all her peripherals on the PC are USB. It was before it really got to booted up and was going. So none of the USB ports were powered.
Yeah.
So it wasn't detecting any of those.
And the guy on the phone kept telling me to press enter. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. The keyboard is dead. There are no lights. Nobody's home. It does not work.
Hipster is off of the wheel.
It just hasn't gotten that far in the boot process. And I've had similar things happen, which is why I keep a PS2 keyboard handy.
Thank God.
So I just got it out, crawled behind the computer and plugged it in and booted the damn computer up, ran check disk, and a half hour later, it was up and running.
Not even. So. It was like 10 minutes because I had just told Elizabeth, Elizabeth, I'm coming in. And I get, yay, as a text back. And then within 5 minutes, I'm like, never mind, Brad fixed it. Boo.
Well, maybe it'll alarm me a few brownie points or something.
There you go.
But other than that, I have not been up to much, so let's shut the hell up and we will get into the show.
Sounds good.
I'm Jen Geffinger.
I'm Kevin Batchelder.
And I'm Kurt Geffinger. And we are the Seeker Cast, a podcast for fans of the TV series Legend of the Seeker. We are a community-based podcast that works to keep you up to date on some of the best news, forum discussions, and interviews in the Seeker fandom. We also do a recap and in-depth discussion of each episode.
thing. I thought it was very rich, the story. I was afraid it was going to be a little trite, but this really played out to be a very powerful episode in my mind.
The whole episode did kind of stay one step ahead. I felt like I kept having to catch up and try and figure out what was going on, which I like that. It's not predictable, so that made me very happy the way it was done.
And also, you know, correcting the mistake they made on the Sisters of the Light in Season 1. That was the only thing of Season 1 that I cannot forget.
It's okay, though, because we're staying focused on the series, right, Kurt?
So tune in to The Seekercast at theseekercast.com or subscribe through iTunes.
Anyone else want to question my orders?
Pass the popcorn. It's time to kick back on the couch with a little TV and DVD talk.
No popcorn.
No popcorn?
No popcorn.
Popcorn's good.
No.
Especially Garrett corn.
Oh, Garrett's popcorn in Chicago. You get the caramel corn and the cheese corn, and you get the damn, that's some good stuff. Mm. Lined up out the door and around the block for that kind of stuff. Seriously. Huh. Good stuff. But we're back with a little TV and DVD talk. So what has everyone been watching? Christina, you want to kick off?
Yes, I do, because it's the best thing in the world. At least to me, because I'm such a theater geek. Originally, the Phantom of the Opera 25th anniversary performance at the Royal Albert Hall wasn't due to come out in the UK. Well, I thought it was supposed to come out everywhere on the 14th of November. I was all excited. And I'm like, I'm going to take the day off and take the bus to Best Buy, and it's going to be great. Well, I come to find out that it's not available in America until March. Huh. I was very upset, and I was determined to find it before then, and it loved me so much, it found me on my hard drive.
Wow.
It just showed up.
I wished really hard.
You wished really hard.
The Phantom of the Hard Drive.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, come on, I've seen it 19 times. Give me a little something back
the
here.
The hard drive is...
And it was absolutely fabulous.
Music of the bits.
I was not okay. That's a whole another story. it was fantastic. We had to do a little conjiggering because it was in a format that wasn't easily played on Windows Media Player to stream on the Xbox. But yeah, it was fantastic. Watched it, loved it. It was great. I have no complaints. And I thought for sure that there was going to be something that irked me. I'm like, okay, there's got to be something that's going to piss me off. No, it was fantastic.
There were some parts where you're like, why did they make this choice over this?
They were interesting choices because it's like it's only for one night in this theater. And they're not going to redo the Royal Albert Hall stage for all the things you have to do the show for one night. So, like,
candles rising up out of
they're not going to do all that. And they're not going to drill extra holes in the ceiling, you know, for one night. So it was interesting to see the choices that they made to accommodate for that, but everything was so well done that I agreed with that. Like, I was totally on board with everything, and the extra Easter eggs at the end were fantastic.
Oh, the curtain call?
Oh, my God.
You went talk about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on, like, it's on the internet. They have a... they sing at the end after the curtain call, and they sing Music of the Night with four other Phantoms.
Oh.
Wow.
But five are there.
Six,
the guy that was in the production.
Yes. And Michael Crawford is there. He just doesn't sing, which kind of, I was a little sad about that. That was the only thing I was sad about. But he did come out at the curtain call, and he was so moved. Like, he was so moved just to be there, because he's performing in The Wizard of Oz in the West End as the Wizard. So, like, he hightailed it over from the theater after his show.
Oh, wow.
To show up for this. And
really?
He was so moved. Like, you just saw his little lip quivering, and he was trying not to cry. It was so great. And Sarah Brightman, you can't sing, sweetheart. It's okay.
Oh, she was pretty damn good as Blind Meg.
Oh, yeah. She was great as Meg and
Repo.
Repo, the Genetic Opera. She was good at that. But there's just something about her. Makes me twitch. But it was fantastic. I loved every second of it. And I'll probably watch it a few more dozen times before March. But other than that, I'm watching, it's new to me, but it's not new on TV. It's on FX. It's called Wilfred with Elijah Wood. And I was recommended to watch it by my friend in England, and he said it was great. I'm like, I don't know. Okay, I'll watch it. It's about a guy and a dog, and he thinks he sees the dog as a guy in a dog suit, and what the heck? It's a really great show. It's a 20-minute or 22-minute, half-an-hour sitcom, and it's really good.
See, here I was thinking it was the latest Doctor Who spinoff starring Donna's grandpa.
I would so watch that with Bernard Cribbins. I would so watch that.
I would too. You know, he and the little senior club from one of the
Blue David Hair Tennant Brigade specials
had their own little spinoff.
That'd be great.
Kind of like the book end of the Sarah Jane Adventures.
That would be fantastic.
He had the young kids doing all the investigations, and he got a bunch of old folks.
I would love around. That. I would absolutely love that. But I've only got two episodes left.
It'd be great.
But I don't want to watch it because I don't want it to be over, and I don't know if they're going to make another series or not. But the guy who plays Wilfred in this is the same guy that played Wilfred in the original Australian
version.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's this, you know, cantankerous Australian guy in a dog suit. And it's brilliant. It really is a brilliant show. Other than that, I'm watching New Girl, and Glee started up again last week, but I need to catch up with those. other than that, it's just the usual suspects I'm watching with you.
Glenn, you watch anything, man?
Yeah. As we record this, we're a week away from the mid-season finales of The Vampire Diaries and The Secret Circle.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mid-season finale. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I'm going to have to wait until like next friggin' year to see any more episodes of this?
No, it's already November.
That's not cool. That is not cool. So I'm bracing myself for that, knowing that there's one episode of both of those left. But that means there's a nice break, and you guys can get caught up, like by watching the first episode.
Because they're on Netflix now.
We watched the first episode because we saw up until Vampire Boone.
Vampire Boone.
Okay.
It's like Vampire Bill on True Blood. It's Vampire Boone on the Vampire Diaries.
It's good stuff. I'm still loving Vampire Diaries,
good.
And I'm really liking Secret Circle. Carly doesn't like it as much as me, but I think. First couple episodes were okay, and then it started hitting its stride.
We'll have to catch that.
It's really good. Yeah, you're not too far behind on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Like I said, I got Captain America 3D, Blu-ray, all that.
You got the Uber edition.
Yeah, I got the big super Uber edition, and I don't even have a 3D TV yet.
Yet.
But I'm planning ahead, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
we picked up Captain America 2.
Just a regular Blu-ray,
just a regular
DVD
Blu-ray
combo
DVD.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Only went the 3D out for Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, right. But yeah, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie, directed by the guy that did The Rocketeer.
It was fantastic.
And you can tell in some
ways. Oh, yeah.
And The Rocketeer is getting ready to come out on Blu-ray as well.
We'll have to pick that up.
Yay. Yeah, that was a great movie.
Jennifer Connelly in Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Bless her.
I've got it on Laserdisc.
Of course.
Take a drink.
Turn back, Sarah.
Is that a rule?
Rainey,
make it a rule if it's not.
Glad to have something on Laserdisc.
And I just picked up The Crow on Blu-ray.
Oh, fantastic.
Which I already had it on Laserdisc, of course, one of my favorites. And I had the big, all The Crow movie pack and all that stuff, even though some of them weren't so good.
I still need to get the one with David Boreanaz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he pretty much plays Angelus, from what I hear.
Rock on.
But I was like, okay, not only is it one of my favorite movies, it's a really dark movie.
It is.
I mean, visually dark. Yeah. And the depth that can be portrayed in a Blu-ray, the detail and the darkness. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I've read a lot of reviews that say it does really show up well. And
cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing it good and crisp and clear on Blu-ray.
And that movie was just amazing on how they salvaged that.
Yeah.
I mean, when your principal actor dies, they still had a good chunk left to film. And the way they went around that and were able to
it was fantastic.
Film the movie and make it a really good film.
Right. And especially if you consider the technology at the time, a lot of that was kind of new, where they digitally mapped his face on the stuntman's body and things like that. A lot of that, I'm sure, was very, very difficult at the time.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we take it for granted. I just put a little X on there and we'll
CGI it in later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little green dots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have that back then.
I bought the soundtrack to that twice. I bought it once on cassette, and then again when CDs, you know, hit their stride, I bought it again on CD because it was just fantastic.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I listened to that CD soundtrack.
It can't rain all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, great stuff. So if you haven't seen The Crow in a long time, or God forbid, have never seen it.
It's been a long time since I've seen
comic
it.
Comic book movie?
Yeah, a big comic book movie. You need to watch The Crow.
A lot of folks never realize that.
High school, so I remember having T-shirts, you know, Crow T-shirts that I used to wear to school. Mm-hmm. And senior year of high school, for Halloween, one of the boys was, you know, he was Eric, and he was perfect. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Somewhere you've got yourself.
Yeah.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, that picture. Actually, it used to be my MySpace profile. Uh-huh. Was my picture of myself as the Crow back when I had the hair to do it.
He had massive hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Back when goth was cool.
Yeah. Back when I could fit in the costume.
Goth is always cool.
No, steampunk is now the new goth.
Yeah. But right. But steampunk is gorgeous too.
Steampunk's when goths find brown.
Oh my God.
So anything else, man?
I'm sure there's other stuff.
To pick up that on Blu-ray too, I'm sure.
The Crow?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, they've got it. Well, it won't help the listeners, but you, Brad, have a chance to get it tomorrow, $11.99 at Best Buy.
All right.
I think we're going there
See, it came out, suggested retail $19.99. The first week, it was $14.99. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick it up. I was buying a bunch of other stuff. Forgot or whatever. I went back the next week and they wanted full price, $19.99. I was like, no, I'll catch a better deal.
Right.
The very next week,
hot damn,
$11.99.
Yeah, I think we're going to do some Christmas holiday type shopping over there tomorrow. So we may throw that on top.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat it. You know, yeah. I mean, $11.99 is good.
That was
great movie.
94?
Not sure. That sounds really
I'm thinking
close.
I was a junior, senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that
boys.
Was IUS. I know that.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Because I think we all went as a group to see it.
No, we didn't.
Not you guys. My 94. Friends in high
94.
School.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quickly to the IMDb. Mm-hmm.
See, it's all related to what year I was in school when stuff came out. That's right. How I remember stuff.
Oh, dear.
What? Oh, dear, what?
They might be redoing it.
No, don't redo it.
Oh, yeah, there's talk of it.
2013.
Yeah. Why?
Pro.
Like a remake or a remaster?
Well, see,
remake.
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's The Crow. There's, the whole shtick of it is it's different things.
Because the producer bought the rights totally outright, and he can do whatever the hell he wants with it. And what he wants to do is make money.
Right.
And they've already had a bunch of crappy sequels, so what do you do? Well, now's the age of remakes.
Reboot,
so the time now is to reboot it.
It will be interesting if they shoot the original script that they were going to do before, you know, Brandon Lee was killed on set.
You know, something I picked up a couple weeks ago, Crow, was it Stairway to Heaven, the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How was that? I've never really watched it. It was a syndicated series.
It was a syndicated series. I've only seen like one episode of it. Back in the day, I saw an episode because there was a comic creator that I knew from going to a lot of shows that had a character called Razor.
Mm-hmm.
And that character apparently made a couple of appearances on that show.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, this guy's a contemporary of mine and he's got his character on The Crow Show, you know?
Yeah.
But, from what I understand, it didn't do that well because, for budgetary reasons, they had to shoot in the daytime.
Oh.
Because at night, you've got to pay the crew overtime, and you got all the extra lighting and everything, and it's just a lot more expensive.
There was a lot of day for night stuff?
No, there was a lot of day stuff.
That kind of ruins the whole mystique of the character.
It's like she's Batman during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that hurt her a lot. But it was Mark Dacascos that was the Crow.
Yeah.
And TV Guide actually released the series on DVD.
Huh.
So I picked it up, and I'm looking forward to watching it here eventually.
when he retires.
It's like us picking up Blade the series. We got it. Just haven't watched it.
Yeah, I watched that.
I watched some of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was on the Spike Channel, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched some of that with my dad.
When it aired, I had only watched the pilot, but I actually bought the series later on, found a good deal on it. But the thing that bothers me right now is, as we record on a Friday night, at 9 o'clock, we have not only Supernatural and Fringe up against each other, but the new show Grimm is on at the same time.
Which is actually, we watched the first episode.
It's intriguing, and I want to know more. Mm-hmm.
You know, is it set in Maine, too? Or is it?
No, it's Oregon. It's Oregon.
Oregon, okay. Yeah. It's Once Upon a Time.
Portland, yeah.
So I'm like, why do they have to put these shows on at the same time from each other? And especially Grimm opposite Supernatural.
Right.
I mean, Supernatural's got a good following. It's been around for years.
Exactly.
It's going for the same audience.
Right.
Grimm is going for
Grimm
the Supernatural
is
audience.
Supernatural meets Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That's pretty cool. I don't know who came up with
that. But, I mean, that's essentially, or like maybe kind of like, there's something else, too, that I remember watching it as I'm watching it thinking, hey, this is a lot like, and now I can't remember what it was.
Once Upon a Time in Fables?
No. It was another show that I used to watch, and I can't remember. But, yeah, it's good, and it's interesting, and I want to know more.
Ever After? That was the Snow White and Prince Charming sitcom.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, The Charmings. That's what it was.
The Charmings.
Oh. The Charmings?
The Charmings.
Wow.
It didn't last long.
I remember that. Oh, flashback. Oh, I'm rocking. I'm rocking. I remember that.
Yeah. 1987 to 88.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 11.
Snow White, Prince Charming, and their family are transported through time to the present day. They try to fit into normal societies despite their unfamiliarity with technology.
And it wasn't bad.
And yes, listeners, Adam does have his new laptop.
It just wasn't good. Like, I remember watching it, and it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't as good as other stuff.
Won a primetime Emmy?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was cute.
And another four nominations?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't something.
It wasn't good.
Well, you were how old, too?
I was a senior in high school.
Well, yeah. That's not exactly.
They weren't the demographic for it, yeah. I guess.
Eric Charming.
Yeah.
I don't know. Adam, what have you been watching, man?
Oh, let's see. I've been watching Friday Night Lights.
Really?
Really.
Which is surprisingly good.
Hmm.
Did not think I would have liked it.
Yeah, I never thought that it would be something I would...
Did you ever watch the movie?
Nope.
Because this is actually a series based on a movie.
That's based on a book.
Yeah, that too.
It's based on a stupid game.
See, Brad, ninja. It's all about the timing.
Well, he
some may have varying opinions on that, but
I don't care.
But it is surprisingly good because it's really not about football. Like it's a backdrop, you know, and it plays a part in it. But it's all about these people's lives and how they're affected by each other and.
Right.
I didn't think that I would get just another one that I didn't think I would get involved in, and that I didn't think I'd like, and it's like Mad Men, and it's got all these ingredients that I usually don't care for, just piled into this show. But it's got such brilliant writing.
That's important.
That it's captivating, and these characters are so well fleshed out and have such a backstory and depth to them that is just intriguing and. I like to see what happens next. You know, it's got good story.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Is any of it available on Netflix?
Nope. No.
Aww.
How far into it are you?
I am 9 episodes.
9 episodes.
10.
Because I was going to say, I didn't know how far into it you were because it was NBC, I think. And then NBC canceled the series.
Right.
But it got picked up by DirecTV. I think it was
TV. It was a cable something or other.
Yeah.
Some type of cable deal.
Which is probably why you're not seeing it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first season had the 22 episodes or whatever. And then the subsequent seasons, when it moved to cable, they only had 13 episodes per season.
Oh.
And they got, I think, 4 seasons or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I didn't think I would get hooked on it, but I really enjoy it. And, you know, Minka Kelly isn't, you know, too bad on the eyes either. So.
There's always a woman.
Yes. What else have I been watching?
Hey, we watched White Van Man because of Georgia Moffat.
I enjoyed White Van Man for more than just Georgia Moffat, but that was just me.
It was bad, dude.
It wasn't bad. It was funny. Get it because it's British.
Hey, I watch Monty Python. That's Doctor Who.
We have the same argument all the time.
Deja vu here. Also been watching, of course, Community.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. So great.
Very good.
The Inspector Space Time stuff that they keep doing, and they brought it up in this the latest episode. At the very end, they had a whole little skit of Abed and Troy doing Inspector Space Time.
I love it.
And shooting the blog-ons. And it's so great. Their Halloween episode was really, really good. And their alternate timeline episode was just brilliant.
I need to catch up.
So I'm really loving it this season. They've got John Goodman in there too. So
he hasn't
been as many episodes as I thought he would be in, but the ones that he has been in, he's just been phenomenal.
Watched one not all that long ago that had John Goodman in it.
Yeah, it was the opener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? Supernatural.
Very good.
Of course, I'm an episode behind.
Me too.
The Castle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that is actually, it's picked up. Although Alexis is getting to be a little whiny.
Yeah, she's kind of taking the...
She's wallowing a bit, and I don't like that because she's been such a strong character.
Well, this last episode, she kind of redeemed a little bit.
She buys back her pride.
Yeah.
But yeah, the past couple with her whole thing about college, I'm like...
And Ashley.
This is not the girl that we've watched grow up. The girl we've watched grow up would say, you know what? Screw that. I'm going to try 10 times harder.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up.
She's always
strong. Right. I'm not going to sit and whine. Yeah. And yeah. So to see her like this over some guy, it makes me a little bit about the writing. Yeah,
the hostage episode?
Oh, the bank episode?
The bank job?
I want a paramedic...
action figure. Isn't she
paramedic
gorgeous?
Paramedic Kate action figure.
She's gorgeous.
She's good in that outfit.
She looks good in anything. Everything. I'm sorry. She is absolutely beautiful.
She is.
Talia, I think, does the voice of Talia in Arkham City.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
She does have a good voice.
She does. She has good everything. there was a kind of what I took to be a slightly underhanded dig at, you know, the kind of mock rivalry that Neil Patrick Harris and Nathan Fillion kind of have ever since Dr. Horrible. The whole exchange with Dr. Hauser, you know, the bank robbers, you know, one of them was Dr. Hauser. He's like, there's so many other cooler doctor names. Why'd you have to pick Hauser? You know, I started laughing and just giggling because it's like, oh, that had to be purposeful.
That was probably Nathan line.
That was awesome.
I want to know
because the whole Dr. Horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to know just how much of the character.
Yeah.
They write to Nathan on, and how much he just kind of throws in.
There's apparently a lot of like back and forth, like, you know, with that, you know. So he apparently has some play to, you know.
There wasn't enough Ryan Esposito in that last episode.
Yeah, there wasn't hardly a well. I mean, they have their moment.
I want to keep
episode before though. There was a lot.
Oh
of them.
Yeah. With Ryan and his gun.
Yeah, or it was two episodes ago.
Oh my!
They find the gun that was. Take when Ryan was had to give up like a season ago.
Oh,
he lost his gun.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he gave up.
Oh, so missed that one.
Go watch that one now, because oh my god, he gets an episode to really show his acting chops, and he's fantastic.
Good,
yeah. You know, he's normally kind of like the wash of the show.
He's my favorite because he gets to wear vests. Yeah. I have a vest fetish.
Four sweater vests.
No, just proper suit vests.
But yeah, that episode with the hostage situation to the bank was pretty damn.
God help me. I'm a child who watched the Goonies too much because whenever I hear hostage, I hear Chunk in my head going, hostage crisis.
At the end of that episode, there was a very strange moment that made me think that this guy is coming back.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt about that.
That he's gonna reappear because... Mm-hmm. There was an odd, awkward shot of when they confronted him at the house when he's taking the kid away,
mm-hmm.
of that cop right there that was like right behind mm-hmm. him as he was coming out. It was a very shady shot that cop was in silhouette. Mm-hmm. They stayed a little bit too long and too deliberately
mm-hmm.
on that one guy that made me think, oh, yeah, something's up.
I have no doubt about that don't bring his guy back because he's central to the yeah. you know, this,
creep
this
show
stuff going on. So
yeah, kind of weird.
It's such a good show, though.
Chance to kick ass or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So been doing that. What else? Oh, Storm Chasers.
Oh, really?
Get back.
They're on their fifth episode. I totally missed that they came back for a few weeks. So I'm all caught up on that, and it has been amazing because they're covering the 2011 outbreak.
Oh my
of all
gosh.
The tornadoes and storms and
oh
crap.
My gosh.
And it, you know, one of the deadliest seasons
mm-hmm.
on record, like the fourth or third deadliest outbreaks,
Stormageddon.
You know, of tornadoes and stuff. Yeah, Stormageddon.
Doctor Who joke.
I mean, just the footage that they're getting, and since Sean Casey got, because the whole purpose of the show has been for Sean, this IMAX filmographer guy, to get a shot with an IMAX camera inside of a tornado.
Oh my God.
So he got that last season. He got shot, you know, pretty much inside of a tornado, or right like next to it, which you're pretty much inside of it anyway. So, but he's got a 3D camera now. It's a 3D IMAX camera.
Why do you want to see death coming at you in 3D?
Well, all the debris and stuff, you know, it's in your face. So they're trying to do that. And Reed Timmer, like the kind of the other team of people that do the tornadovideos.net,
mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, selling their videos and stuff to the local news stations and things for, you know, to fund their operation, they get a new vehicle, the Dominator 2. And that thing's even better.
Scary.
You know, got even more bells and whistles and stuff. So it's just an intense, great kind of show. Some of the rivalry kind of gets, you know, on my nerves, and Sean Casey's a whiny little bitch, but maybe that's not fair. But he's actually kind of eased off a little
We're
bit,
not
but
fair
he's still...
Here.
Yeah, he's still kind of whiny, but it's good. I love
it. Cool.
So, been watching the hell out of that.
Awesome. Anything else, man?
Yeah, just movies here and there. Watched The Rocketeer. Watched Captain America. Or
which I had to laugh in Captain America when he's on the motorcycle and then takes the shield and uses it as the winch.
Yeah,
like, that was kind of awesome.
We just saw that.
Oh, did they? Oh, because they did that in the movie. Or
yeah,
the old movies,
70s uh-huh. movies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The shield, the his round shield was the windbreaker for the motorcycle, and then he just kind of takes it,
jams it in the. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, the 70s TV version, it was clear plastic.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah,
very
yeah, yeah.
obviously plastic.
Yeah,
because you'll
very
see
wobbly.
It flash.
Yeah.
The shield was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll have to see that. No, I don't. Never mind. That's really about it, I think.
Oh, see, we've been watching the usual stuff. Merlin.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Which they did something I didn't think would actually happen until the end of the series.
It was really hard to watch.
It was like about three episodes in, mm-hmm. I guess, to this season.
Yeah.
Because we all know what happened.
Spoiler
you know.
Alert.
Well, not really.
not really, because if you know the Arthur right. miss, you know what the hell happens.
Yeah.
Although... It's a little different.
I mean, it's got to happen for him to become king, and you know he becomes king.
Yeah.
It's like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah,
so Uther dies. I'm like, what the hell?
It was really hard to watch.
They killed off Giles.
I know. Uh-huh. It was really hard to watch. Uh-huh. It was really sad. It was really awful. Yeah.
And I do think it's neat, though, they still have him, not in the credits, but in the credit sequence.
In the footage.
Yeah, in the footage. You see a shot of Uther.
Okay, yeah.
Because he was a pretty good character.
He was a badass right up to the end.
Well, he was kind of had broken down from the events of the previous season, so he was kind of...
Because he's been, like, almost killed off in every other episode. Like, he's had crap happen to him in every other episode. Because, yeah. You know, because Morgana's trying to off him so she, you know, she can be queen. And, like, so she's trying everything in every other episode to kill this guy off. So he's been poisoned, and he's been, you know, shot with arrows, and he's been beat on, and he's been Giles.
But he's kind of like been not mentally there or seeming to for the first few episodes.
His heart
was
broken, and that was it. Oh. That was all.
But something happens, and Arthur gets into a fight with an assassin with Uther there in the room, and the assassin gets the better of Arthur, and all of a sudden you just see Uther come up and.
It's like, you're not going to get my son. Yeah. And, like, he goes badass. Like, even though he's on his dad's bed, he goes badass. It's like, oh.
He was Ripper.
Yeah, he did. He was awesome. But it's like, so I kind of miss him on the show. As much as I love Bradley James, I miss Uther, even though he was a jerk.
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a vision or a flashback or something.
It's all mystical stuff anyway. So, of course, mm-hmm. we'll see him again.
Let's see. We've been watching that.
There's something we watched that I forgot to mention.
Oh, what do I?
We watched An Evening with John Barrowman.
If you're Jewish, don't watch it because it's very hammy.
Oh, my gosh. Camp.
Oh, my.
Camp. Camp. Oh, my God. He was fantastic.
I think he might be the only person on this earth that could out-camp Nathan Fillion.
He was so camp. It was fantastic.
I was a little disappointed that he didn't sing The Doctor and I.
The Doctor and I. Well, yeah, maybe this was an older
it could
concert.
Be,
But, I mean, he's cute because he did a number with his parents. His parents were there because it was in his hometown of Glasgow. So, like, he got to show off his parents, and it was cute.
And everyone's while his real accent kind of
I know, it was great. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
And talk about his dogs.
Oh, yeah. He loves his dogs to death. And he sings this really sad song about death, about his dogs. It was so sad. And he's actually crying when he's singing. I'm like, I can't take this.
Captain Jack, man.
Yeah, it was great.
Let's see. What the hell else have we been watching here? Let me call up our little documentary.
Our list of all the crap we watched.
I thought you made notes.
Of the stuff that I watched.
Oh, okay. Well,
although I did, while you're looking that up, I will throw in that I have been watching... on Netflix, In Search of Shakespeare. It's a little mini series about the life and times of Shakespeare and where the actual man came from and his family and what his family did for a living and how they made their money and, you know, where he went to church and, like, all this cool little trivia stuff. And you get to see this gorgeous countryside.
Yeah, if you're a history geek
or
whatever,
my God.
It's worth the $8 alone just to get Netflix to watch all these documentaries.
Yeah, because I don't really watch movies and stuff. I watch documentaries all the time, and there's so much stuff.
Of course, if you're into the movie Anonymous, then you don't care about that.
I do want to see that, though. It looks really good. I do want to see that.
One thing we've been watching, of course, is... we talked about remakes a little earlier. Hawaii 5-0.
Oh my gosh!
Really, really good.
It's a brilliant remake. I think
if you're going to remake a show, that's kind of the way to do it. They did give it a modern feel. But it's this past season has been a little strange because they brought Terry O'Quinn as a recurring character.
It's
kind of
awesome to see Jen.
So you have Jen and Locke, and they do have some scenes together. Going through the jungle.
Hacking their way through the Hawaiian jungle. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
You know what? What I didn't realize, I hadn't seen the show. I knew about it, and you guys had said good things about it, and I've heard it was good. But I saw a few minutes of it and found out that the lead of that is the guy from Moonlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Moonlight.
He was a vampire.
Vampire detective.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And was in
Whiteout.
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 Yeah.
Yep.
Which was a little weird because he was using his real accent in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed
I'm thinking about it now. Is there any show that we watch where there isn't some actor who has to fake an American accent?
God, Fringe, it's like all the cast.
I know. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, though. They're doing such a great job. Mm-hmm. More power to them.
We won't even need Americans anymore.
Well, most of the shows are filmed in Canada anyway.
That's true.
Both the good stuff.
Or Australia.
We have been watching. I haven't been real enamored with yet. Hadn't grown up, but Ringer.
It's not bad. I mean, if it was on and I wanted to, you know, something to watch, I'd watch it simply because it's Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
If it was on up against something else, if it was on up against something like Supernatural, I'd watch Supernatural. You know, like, it's mm-hmm. not, but it's not bad. It's an interesting premise. It's just not really grabbing me.
Though we did have a little bit of a weird moment. We talk about, I can never pronounce his last name from Knight Rider. Justin
Bruning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
because he bears an uncanny resemblance to David Boreanaz.
We had talked about him in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
In the pilot, and how much he reminded us of Angel. How much he reminded us of, like, early, like, first season Angel. Like, aw, isn't he cute? Wouldn't he be a cute Angel if they had to reboot the series? You know, we get Hayden Panettiere as Buffy and Justin Bruning as Angel. And then he does a cameo on Ringer. And he's making out with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And it was just like,
so we started to twitch. Like, he really is Angel.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, that Wonder Woman pilot, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it.
What do you think?
Yeah, and it wasn't great. It would have been interesting to see it brought back, you know, mm-hmm. but yeah, some of the decisions.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
She was a beautiful fine. Actress.
And I actually did kind of like the costume with the full blue, you know, the pants.
I thought that looked stupid. It was totally stupid.
Better than star-spangled panties.
Yeah, I'm like, is she really running through the street dressed like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then later on in the episode, you see that she does it because she's selling action figures, and mm-hmm. that's how she makes money for her company or whatever. I don't know.
Mascara industry.
Yeah, and it's like, she looks stupid. It's stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, I really had no interest in watching.
I mean,
yeah,
but,
at all. Yeah, it's obvious why it kind of wasn't picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Carrie Elwes. I do, you know, but
she's good looking. But
But yeah, you know, I've built up an immunity to cheese. You know,
I lactose intolerant.
So I don't think it. I don't think it deserved quite the bad rap that it got.
No.
But it was. Yeah, I can see why it wasn't picked up for series.
I mean, I mm-hmm. think maybe if they would have had a little more time to get on their feet and see what they're really about, maybe they would have been okay.
Or either go a little more camp with it or a little more serious with it. I think either way might have worked a little more than the direction they were going in the pilot.
But it wasn't bad. It just wasn't really good.
Yeah, and you kind of got to go looking to find the pilot, too.
And the same with Ringer. It's not bad.
It isn't good.
It's just not, and it's a cool premise. I like the premise that each sister thinks the other one has the easy life, and then they both realize that neither one of them, like, both of them each have a sack of trouble following them. So it's like,
yeah, but
it's interesting.
The more well off sister, she's a bitch.
Yeah, Siobhan.
Siobhan. Whatever the funky name
it's
is.
It's an Irish name. It's Bridget and Siobhan.
Because we've been watching, of course, we talked about Castle a little bit ago, Terra Nova, or as I like to call it, Land of the Lost.
If we can get rid of the children, I'd be okay.
For the most part,
except for the little girl. She's adorable with her little stuffed dinosaurs that she makes.
Yeah.
She's a cutie pie.
Oh, the kid on Hawaii Five-0.
And she's so happy that she has a plant that eats bugs. Yeah. I mean, she's so cute.
I did pick up one of those Nerf pistols the other day.
Did you?
Oh, you did find one?
Good.
Yeah, I found one.
Good.
Are you going to do the Terra Nova pistol?
Eventually.
Why not?
When I get around to it.
I think that's impressive.
They model a one-off of...
The pistols and rifles used in Terra Nova are actually Nerf.
Spray-painted Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, when you're spending that much money on CGI, you got to cut corners.
You got to cut corners.
But
they look good. They look good. Mm-hmm. Especially the rifle.
It really is a good-looking show.
You can find that rifle on eBay or something. And...
I haven't been able to find a rifle, but I did find
the sniper rifle? Like the
Nerf? No, it's not the sniper rifle. It's one that looks kind of like the rifle from Aliens or something.
And they don't shoot bullets. Yeah. They shoot, sound
sonic,
waves. Yeah, sound like,
some sort of sonic blast.
I mean, I'm enjoying the show. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
It makes me happy to be clean and cool.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me happy to have air conditioning and to be clean and not have to be in the jungle.
Not super great, but it's all right. I hope it goes on for a while.
And I enjoy seeing Kathika from that episode of Doctor Who. She's the leader of the enemy camp, the leader of the others.
Mm-hmm.
she was on an episode.
It very much is Lost meets Jurassic
Park. She was on an episode of Doctor Who.
It's funny, Carly watches it and she's like, well, why didn't they film this in some African jungle or something where there's lush, you know, ancient looking plants, you know? And I was like, well, those people, it's a TV series. It takes forever to film. Those people don't want to have to go and actually work in some African jungle
for a
somewhere
long time,
for
right?
Half a year or whatever.
Going to film a series in Hawaii, big difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Chuck is back.
I'm so happy Chuck is back.
Final season, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, they've said that for the past two seasons for Supernatural. So
I don't know, though. I accidentally spoiled myself on episode titles, so I wouldn't be surprised if this was the last season.
I'm not surprised either. There's only so long you can keep up the concept.
Because
really.
I was looking up an actor, and like I went to look under the episode, and like, oh, okay.
But yeah, this latest episode was kind of cool because Chuck and Sarah are going to like get a house kind of thing, and they're going Chuck's trying to find all these fancy, nice houses, someone that would fit Sarah and everything, and finally she confesses all she wants is this typical suburban house, white picket
with
fence, with a red door. They go looking. It's the house from Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
That's cute.
Which, if you think about Chuck, is freaking hysterical.
That's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
I had to think Miranda.
Operation Toes in the Sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Operation Toes in the Sand. Think about the acronym.
The acronym Toes in the Sand.
And Morgan has it on a folder.
He's got it written on a binder and carrying it around with him.
Yeah.
But I really love seeing Morgan as the intersect, even though it's like a cheap gag
for the
show. Because
he's still a damn bad geek.
It's just cute to see him finally be cool. Even though he's never going to be cool, it's cool to see him try.
Let's see, Fringe.
Oh my God, I'm going to marry Walter Bishop. If John Noble does not win an award for this past season and a half, there's going to be a hostage crisis.
Especially the whole with him going a little crazy.
Cuckoo.
Because of seeing Pacey?
He thinks he's losing his mind and just, he's gone through such a range in this past season and a half. It's like he's played three different Walters and it's like he needs to win some kind of an award.
Oh, yeah.
Well, four if you think about it, because there's like
now
pretty crazy
now
and post-crazy and alternate universe and scary-ass Walter.
He's brilliant. And he plays them all differently and with all these little subtle, he's brilliant.
Let's see. Once Upon a Time.
Yes, enjoying that very much.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching that?
Yeah, it's all right.
I need to watch that.
I had pictured something bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I expected more from it. It's fine. It's good. Grimm is much more my thing.
It's grittier.
I'm liking it all right. I'll keep watching it a little bit.
I think the thing that intrigues me the most, the thing that I enjoy the most, is looking for all the little in things. Like in the first episode in the nursery, they had like an antique Minnie Mouse doll on one of the little kid chairs. And the guy in the cell next to her was whistling Whistle While You Work. So I'm enjoying seeing all the little in things. And Kristen Bauer as Maleficent from Pam from True Blood. As Maleficent was awesome.
The guy whistling, wasn't he one of the dwarves?
Yes.
Right.
But I just love that. And like the little in things.
Dr. Rush is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, my friend Robert Carlyle as Rumpelstiltskin. He's creepy.
Oh, man.
He's
freaking
creepy.
Especially when he's in the full makeup.
You don't want to piss him off.
When you see that.
When he's in the human reality in full human form after the spell happens.
He's very he's very rushed.
He's very much Dr. Rush.
Especially when he's insulting people. But yeah, when he's Rumpelstiltskin in the full garb, he's really creepy. He's doing a good job.
Sanctuary?
Yes. Yes, yes. Enjoying
Sanctuary has been back for a while now. Uh-huh. I'm a little disappointed they got rid of the hot chick on the show.
I know.
Kate's gone.
They mention her, but she's not in the credits anymore, and she's not. I don't know.
Yeah, how they do that at the very last end, the silhouette of the cast.
She's not there.
Kind of the thing under the logo. Yeah, she's not in that. She was in the first one.
She was.
Then, yeah, it's just them.
And I liked her. She was good attitude.
You were annoyed by her at first, but after
I was. Yeah, but I got used to her.
Let's see. What else have we been? Have we talked about the Sarah Jane, the last few of the Sarah Jane Adventures?
I'm not sure if we did. I know we watched them.
We watched the last six episodes of the Sarah Jane Adventures.
I hemmed and hawed for a couple of days. I'm like, I really want to watch them, but then I really don't because I know that they'll never, ever be any more. Like, what do I do?
And, of course, they really couldn't build a climax of the season because, you know, she passed away halfway through the filming. So they actually had six episodes completed, and they edited together. They've always done, like, a little monologue kind of thing at the end of every season. And they were able to piece something together, I guess maybe from previous clips or stuff that they had in the can that, you know, she filmed or had recorded or had used before. And it'll have you bawling.
It was beautiful. It was so well done. And it was sad, but it was hopeful. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't a, you know, she died kind of a thing. I mean, it was beautifully done. And I think for anybody who's got younger kids that watch it, it's so well done that I think it's really good.
Yeah, I think it was the right decision to make to end the show rather than trying and carry on. I hope that they bring the kids over at least for an episode or two for Doctor Who.
At least in some kind of capacity.
Dr. Light episode would be perfect.
I mean, Luke, Dr. Ten saved Luke in that, you know, and as one of his last acts, you know, so he was on the show. So I think they could do it and pull it off.
Walking Dead.
Oh, my gosh. It's so grotesque.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one. I was
brilliant.
I meant to say, yeah. Walking Dead.
Yeah. Same here.
Oh, man. That is just.
I have a really
riveting.
Hard.
Love it.
Hi, guy. I'm really surprised I have not had weird zombie dreams. I was having zombie dreams when I was playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Wow. So that's a cartoon.
Scary zombie dreams, but like they were there. But I'm really surprised I've not had anything scary come at me at night after this. Because, man, it's
and,
gross.
You wouldn't think the show could get any darker, but this last episode.
Oh, my gosh. I want to punch Shane in the face.
I wanted to punch him before.
No, yeah, me too. I just even more so.
Because the only thing I'll say is you only got to be faster than the guy that's
behind you.
And then you're all right from the zombies. And we'll just leave it at that. And Shane makes sure of that.
I don't know.
He's a bastard in the comics. Any of the crew here want to borrow him? They're right over there.
I'm
going to stick to the show for now.
I loved him so much in The Class.
Oh, he was great because he was stupid.
He was Keanu Reeves, essentially, in The Class.
Yeah.
He was
funny.
He was fantastically funny. And to see him as this guy who's sleeping with his best friend's wife, and he may or may not be dead. I'm like, dude, that's your best friend's wife. Give it at least some time. Granted, they don't tell you how much time has passed, but you don't get the impression that it's a whole lot of time.
Mm-mm.
It's like, dude, seriously. And she gets on my nerves for that same reason. I'm like, don't whine now. You should be happy your husband's back. Shut up.
Yeah. So.
And cut your bangs.
But just for the sheer stuff that they have to do on the show with the blocked off highway.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
All the zombie makeup and just... The sheer atmosphere.
The sheer number of zombies, which are mostly CG, but, you know, it's still impressive.
And the fact that these people look so bedraggled. Like, in the beginning, they looked exhausted, but every episode, they look more and
more
beat down. And, again, it makes me...
Especially Rick after these past few episodes. And
it just makes me to be...
Poor blood situation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And Marita Covarrubias, what's her real name? The blonde. She played Marita Covarrubias on The X-Files back in the day.
Andrea?
She's getting a little whiny?
No, it's just that she looks more and more beat down every single episode. And as an actress, I cannot imagine what you have to do to get to that place.
Yeah.
And again, it's another one of these shows that makes me happy to be clean and cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hot there. Stupid Atlanta,
it's
so hot.
I was down there last weekend, and there's no zombies. It's okay. it's all right. They cleaned up pretty well. And
well, there'll be probably a casting call next year for some other scene in Atlanta. You never know.
The guy that was taking us around the Like we got a behind the scenes tour,
mm-hmm.
with all the tanks and stuff mm-hmm. like that, to see, you know, like above the tanks and to see all the
at the aquarium
workings
yeah.
and stuff. The aquarium. He had a coworker who's like best friend was like one of the lead zombies.
Oh, neat.
In a lot of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I was like, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, so. It begs the question though. The ethical question is like, you know, something like that happens. Do you want to survive it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be just
eat a bullet?
Got in the first wave.
They I had that question head on in the last episode.
Yeah. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. and do you want your children to survive all this mess?
To live and grow up in that kind of
and
environment.
To be afraid every single day.
What was that note? Got bit. World gone to shit. I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
dumbass,
this guy
didn't even know to. Hanged himself and didn't know to put a bullet in
his head. Yeah, this guy tries to off himself and he hangs himself from a tree and there's zombie dangling from a tree, trying to get
little
at
stick
him.
Legs too.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so awful.
Yeah.
That was so awful.
You know, the way
it's
I look at
peeled it, apart.
The zombies are rotting constantly. Mm-hmm. At some point, they're not going to be able to hold together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just last that long,
that's true.
You shouldn't have anything to worry about, except for anybody that dies
in the meantime.
In the meantime,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But for the most part, I think it would run its course.
Yeah,
so you have a sealed bunker.
A bunker, exactly. Just because they bunker
and ammo.
I've just got my basement. It's pretty close to that. I'd rather have a.
Well, I mean, I know your basement. You're pretty much Burt Gummer.
Yeah. I mean, if I happen to win the Powerball this week, then I'll buy a silo somewhere and convert it, you know. But since that's probably not going to happen, although I haven't checked my ticket yet. I think I'll just have to make do with the basement.
But the thing in this last two episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
is it T-Dog? Is that his name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who like, sliced his arm.
Yeah, it's like he hurts himself. On what, a car door?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you think, oh my God, you survived the zombie apocalypse just to die of sepsis.
Blood infection.
Blood poisoning or whatever.
Yeah. And
it's like, it was ugly.
And when they cut, it was a gusher too.
It was ugly.
It was like, whoa.
And his skin's pretty much green at this point. But it's like, imagine surviving the zombie apocalypse just to be taken down by something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like the simple little things like antibiotics that you take for granted.
Thank God, what's his name? He had to clap.
The clap,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, we've been enjoying The Walking Dead. I like how they've kind of muted the colors of the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really couldn't get away with doing a sepia tone series, which is how the comic is drawn. Yeah. But they kind of muted
the
colors a little bit. Well, the first episode, I think you can, at least on one of the versions of the DVD set, you can watch in black and white.
That's cool. Because everything is scary in black and white, I think.
Yeah. Even Margaret Hamilton.
Oh, leave her alone. Leave her alone.
And on that note,
yeah,
let's hop on our broomsticks and right away.
Boo.
Into some hefty bags, 'cause I will dismember you, 'cause you offended me. You let my love pass you by.
Oh, it is time to raise the blood sugar a little bit and get some energy going.
Just a little bit.
We're back with a little geek cuisine.
Yay.
And we've got Oreos again.
Yay!
Surprise.
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 Well, you know, we did all those Oreos years ago.
And
we
here's kind of my arm. Twist it.
Yeah. And we hadn't done any for a while, and it seemed like they've cranked out a few new flavors. You know, the triple double Neapolitan.
Those are still my favorite. Yeah.
Those are pretty friggin' awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this time we have creamsicle Oreos. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad ate the whole first package all by himself.
No, you had some.
And the heavens opened up.
Okay, so I didn't eat the whole package.
The clouds did part. And God did bequeath the orange cream Oreos upon humanity.
That's almost kind of like what they are. Christina?
Yes, please.
There we go. So, yeah, these are really interesting. You know, they've got the vanilla Oreo cookies.
That's a funny word.
Vanilla Oreo?
No, bequeath.
Bequeath?
I like bequeath.
That sounds dirty.
Because
like a bodily function.
But, you know, it's got the regular vanilla Oreo cookies, and then inside, instead of a regular whatever Oreo stuff is made out of, lard probably.
It's made out of goodness.
Goodness and awesome.
It is like half vanilla cream and half orange cream.
Orange?
I miss it. You don't say creme anymore. You used to always say creme.
Creme.
I like how
it's spelled cream.
No, it's spelled, it's spelled creamsicle, I guess.
Okay.
Creamsicle.
It's not creamsicle, which just sounds weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know you are, it's like you know where you are in the region.
Oh, it's official. Creamsicle.
Because, like, he doesn't say orange, like orange. He says orange.
Okay, you live in Louisville.
Louisville. There is no King Le. There is a King Louis. There is no King Le.
He's speaking like a foreigner over there.
Yeah.
Someone is already eating their cookie.
that's supposed to be the chorus of angels singing. Because these are tasty.
Well, Christina is curling milk across the nation.
I don't care. All across the world.
Oh, man, that is good. That is some good stuff. They could do with a little more orange kick to them.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go wrong with
these. These would still be good with, like, milk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or crumble them up in some orange sherbet. We win.
Make a shake out of them. Or
uh-huh.
Dreamsicle.
Dreamsicles.
Oreo Blizzard.
Blizzard. Oh, hell yeah.
You said the magic words.
What, Blizzard?
Oh, no. The orange creamsicle Oreo smoothie. That would be amazing.
That would be good. Because the golden Oreo strawberry Blizzards that they had
were good.
Those
were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But
of course, you missed out on our Blizzards of last episodes, Adam.
Darn. I'm so disappointed I missed out on the pumpkin spice whatever
pie blizzard
things.
Glenn, it took me a week to eat that blizzard.
It took me like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty. Mm.
We got them at what, Walmart?
Or thank you.
I think Walmart.
Yeah. I got a mouthful of Oreo.
Sorry.
I could eat these for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that's a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I want to say it's a unanimous.
I want to give it two thumbs up.
We are unanimous in that.
And toes.
I can only give it one thumbs up because Mother Hand's still holding cookies.
I am unanimous in that.
Of course, you got to watch the way you hold them because if you don't turn it right, you'll bite either just orange or just cream. You got to equal out and it'll be just right.
And since we're on geek cuisine, every once in a while we have leftovers. And Glenn specifically made it a point saying we had to save one of these for Adam.
Sorry.
You know, listeners from the previous couple episodes will remember the yummy gummy mummies.
Gummy mummy?
Gummy mummies.
Gummy mummies?
Gummy mummies. Mm-hmm. This is another Carly pick.
Oh, boy.
So while we're in the midst of geek cuisine here, let's
while I'm still eating
get
my cookie.
One of the leftovers to Adam.
boy. Oh, my gosh.
They're not luau skulls, so you should be all
right. Just doesn't look right.
Those are perhaps the nastiest geek cuisine we have ever had.
Uh-uh. Mm.
Well,
I vote ham soda is the nastiest.
I would say even the Brussels sprout soda goes over the ham soda.
Or turkey jerky. No, the zombie jerky.
Oh, zombie jerky was pretty nasty, too.
Yeah, it's just the texture of it.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, it just, when you grabbed a piece, did not feel right.
It's a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mummy.
No.
Well, yeah, but they said mummies on the package.
Who?
Grape gummies. Yummy. Oh, it doesn't say mummy at all.
The big package, because there was like a big... They were glued gummy to cardboard package.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, well. That smells...
Don't stick it up your nose.
Weird. I'm sniffing it. All right, here we go.
He's making you face.
He's making almost pumpkin pie face.
Not quite. Very generic kind of tasting.
Yeah, because I got like a green apple one or something.
I got an orange one. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's just getting kind of an apple flavor, I guess, to it. Interesting.
Maybe you like a Tutti Frutti one or something.
You know, they're looking at me like
I extracted my orange cream from my orange cream skull.
It's supposed to explode or something.
No, actually, I think we came to the conclusion that for what it was, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, right. I mean,
what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had worse.
Yeah. Some generic,
definitely had worse.
Some generic Chinese candy that's, you know.
God knows how long it's been sitting around.
Yep.
Normally, food and skulls means don't eat, you know, but these are whole skeletons, and we haven't died.
No.
It's been a week or two.
Yeah. It's encouraging.
Maybe it's slow acting or something. Yeah.
Lead poisoning or something.
Yeah, well, with some of that candy we get, you never know.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way at all to get it.
But at least you have the Oreos over there so you can get the taste out of your mouth with another Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
And those are thumbs up the way around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So creamsicle Oreos, head to your local convenient food store, Walmart, Target, grocery store, Kmart, wherever.
Place.
Mm-hmm. Try to grab Walmart. Some before Brad eats them all.
Pretty much. I'm trying because they are pretty damn tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back with more pod culture right after we run across the street and get some milk for the cookies.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.